thus I have heard. At one time, the Blessed One was walking the Lord of the Land above the Peak Mountain, with a great gathering of monks and a great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of phenomena called profound appearance. At the same time, Noble Valakheshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five sadhus in their natural elements. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the Noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, "How should a son of the religious training who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom?" Thus he spoke, and the Noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva answered the Venerable Shariputra with these words, "Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five sadhus should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. The form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, the emptiness, there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight and so on, so no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on, up to no old age and death and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since the minds have no aspirations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times have relied upon the perfection of wisdom, and have become complete Buddhas of unsurpassable perfect and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Te Atta Om Gate Gate Paragate Parasamgate Bodhi Soha. Shariputra, this is how a Bodhisattva Mahasattva should train the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said that the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Noble Avalokiteshvara that he had spoken well. Well done, well done, O son of the lineage itself. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you were taught, and that the forgotten will also rejoice. And the Blessed One who said this, the Venerable Shariputra, and Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worthy beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One. On page 12. No Kansa Pomi Aum Manchen Sergi Saji Om Kansa Reki Aum Chichari Koryugi Korve Musu Rinya Uri Ra Shalu Panko
Mahatma. हाँ जी अब भजी मुंडे ने कहा नहीं
चांग बने खासन वही मालूम से ट्रे मरा क्या ना
हाँ
खासन वही मालूम से ट्रे से टेन में दो हाँ अन्य तेरे से
मालूम पत्ता मैं चाहूँ ये पंडित हाँ थान मरीज़ लोग सीखेंगे रोहा
रहा
तो शोगु सुन्जो सुजी सुजी गुम नुक्शो दिल में इस अरबे तेरे मंदे सजान दो तेरे Tiji dungi ji jen jeba jindu na kuwa li, kuwa nde li teni taba ki ji jaa gwisi, tunga lo chan dhigde Tengan sadwa na
Shio kawa miso yin kala
Haa
Kebo dunga kato dhubay kala
Zeri, kebo dhigde shi Kebo dhigde, kebo dhigde kato dhigde shi Kebo dhigde na ji Kebo dhigde
ये बुढ़ी ना तुम्हारे नाम ही सुन लो जो है दे रही शुगल दे रही है सुन जा जेल सुन जा के सुन जा के वो ठंडा तुम्हारे नाम दे सुन जा दूंगी ढंग को नहीं कुछ होता सुन जा दूंगी ढंग को नहीं कुछ होता हम तो अन्य में किसान दे ना चिंची दूंगी जी जून चेपा की देना सेहत जिंदा कुमार किसान ना माहिर जी बैं
ねば、チェパトン、トギ、インセディケタル。トキテス、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ、ケタ
숨속에 있잖아.
응, 순지 세지기.
숨게 숨속에.
응, 순자 뭐 순자 주민지.
숨게 주민지 사야야래네.
어디서 야들?
개비 중앙 가도.
예, 다소는 비 따다 지기는 다리. 괜찮아 지자.
숨게 주민 개소인 바야나.
어디? 나소. 이리 좀.
드시와.
아야.
숨게 주민 개들 때. 천일진 백화가라도 있잖아.
아니 지금 너들의 배제 네 주어 말해.
대치부 인기래. 숨기 춤이 개 인사 말할 게다.
네 집사도. 집중 이대로.
숨기 개절이.
이제. 다 든데리 다 든한데 제분딩이다 등문이 걸로 제분딩이다 등문이 제분딩이다 시한데 제분딩이다 들어가는 가득한 지가지 제분 중문딩이다
딩이한테 답도 연락 해야 들어와
네네
충분히 된다.
아, 맞죠. 어쩌면 이제.
근데 답도 있는
거 예, 어쨌든 어떻든.
충분히 안 돼. 뭔데?
내가 이거 틀라니.
저기. 충분히 조정을 해야 되는데.
어, 되게. 다 당당데 제부 충디 송게 뭐 말이 해야 또 되리. 제부 충어 되게 다 같이 니게 돼야지리. 당 안 좋지. 그이 동일이 다니. 당 안 좋. 노아를 두고는 메리리에 이리니아 메디 사진이야지 풍부도 리네장하게 진디아리 마도 소소 베랑은 지투요 마 리네장은도 그이 풍부는다 진행거든 자함이 리게 되는 게 좋아리
나서
응 뒤에 친지 동의지 전체 밖에 되나 Tā tāndā māyī kī tāndā tēn kūyī kī līdā mīyamuā kī tāndā kūyī kī dūngī tēn nū kī kī rēs rī. Tē tī lūng tē tēn tē kī mēndū nā, kī kī dūngī jī. Tātā nā, tī nā, kī kī dūngī jī, jīng jī pā kī dē nā sī. Tā dūngī tē mēndū nā, nā dūngī jī jīng jī kī kī rēs rī. Kua ndī lī tēnī tā pā kī jā kī rēs rī. Dālāngā jīpū līngī kōrndē tāpā dēnē jī rō jīgū pāyīn lā sī. Tē jīsū lā dēngī rāngīn tāng sī. Dīndī yōng lā jīnī jī sāngī gōnīn jī jūpā nī yū sī rī. Hō tē rī. Dālā tāpā hīpā nē sī. Tā kūyī gī jīndī jūpā lā. Tēnā chīnshī dōhīn jī. Jīngjī pāshī ndiyo nā, kuwa ndilī tēnī tāpāshī jāgī gundū sarī. Dālā jibu dīngjī kondir tāpā tēnī jī lōjī gupā yin lā sarī. Dālā jibu dīngjī, jibu chūngu dhagī, rāne yā jīngjī sūngu jidāng, āndu rūwā rī trūpū dē, tālā jī kēnā dhagī rī. Nyāwā nyāndu sūngdā, dindu sūngjī. Dindu sūngdī ngāndzū hā, mē, hāmāyā sūngdī, ngāndzū mērūvā, hā dhīn dhīkwāngārdī, ngāndzū mēcī. Hāmāyā dhīn, hā lāmāyā kī, mē lāmāyā kī, tī sūngdī, gī lī kī ndībūcī, dindu sīgurī. Tā ngāndu sūngdī, nyāwā yedā dindu sūngdī. Nyāwā yedā dindu sūngdī, ngāndzū mēgī chūgurī. Chōyōngchū nī, mēgī chūpū kī līsā nī, tī chīn chīn dhīlō, mēgī chūpū kī chē chīn chīn dhīlō, nī dhīndrū tāng, nāwā yedā dhīndrū chī. Nī lī dhīlā rōndī tūng sūng chī nī, nī lī tē sūng nā chā dhī kī, dhī chī gyō rī, o dhīndrū chī gyō rī. Nī tē chīn dhī tāng dhī dhūā dhī kī, nī tē chīn dhī yedā lī chī, dhūā dhūā dhī nī lā chī. Ote tena jondo kiri esi. Tante rondi kiri esi.
Aso. So, it is important to understand that when we speak about practicing Dharma or speaking about oneself as a practitioner of the Dharma, and make sure that one belongs to one of the three categories of the scopes, or the persons, in other words, small scopes, or the medium scopes, or the great scopes. It is very important that if we are not belong to one of those three, you know, practitioner category of those, you know, practitioners. Then we don't belong to the practitioner of the Dharma. So make sure that one belongs to one of those three categories. Either small scope, the category of small scope, or the middling scope, or the great scope. So those are the three scopes, in other words. So then all of this, you know, regardless of where one belongs to, what kind of category that one really belongs to, then one's practice must be grounded upon taking refuge in three jewels. That is a key factor. For instance, if one longs to achieve high rebirths, such as the rebirths of human being, human rebirths, God and demigods, and one must take refuge in three jewels, and having a firm belief in three jewels to protect us from falling into the three law realms, and to gain this the high realms, to take a rebirth in the high realms. And therefore, one takes refuge in Chijo by identifying who those objects of refuge are, what those objects of refuge are, why we are taking refuge in Chijo. So this is very important. And once you have trained one's mind, and then the small capacity or the small scopes, one then transcend to the next scopes, which is the million scopes. So here again, to become a million scopes, you know, as we mentioned earlier, one's practice of the million scope must be grounded upon taking refuge in two jewels. And on top of that, not only that you have fear of those lower realms, or you long to abandon taking refuge, you are abandoning the causes and condition of taking rebirth in the lower realms, but also you are actually, you long to achieve liberation from samsara by recognizing. Through the recognition of this particular, you know, the rebirth that we have, though the human rebirth is said to be a high rebirth, it is a fortunate rebirth, but we're still not freed from samsara. We're still trapped within the samsara, and the very rebirth that we have taken right now, it is compelled. It is actually propelled by our karma and delusions. So now, if one long to achieve complete freedom from this samsara, then we need to find a way out of this by understanding what is causes and conditions that really binds us within this samsaric existence.
Oh, there is. The la chibundi ki kundi tapa tene ki ta tene yin zadi kuyi ki dungi di le sangu ki di se. Ta kuyi dungi di mai kasi kye tari nganzo kuyi di chibundi ki kolo. Ani nganzo ki kose ni ta nganzo Rawari to Bokandum, the Tanda Kuyu Duni, the Mandia Kanga, the Kadis, and Lutin de Tony Mandua, yes, Lutin de Total, and then the Sayana Kuyakamuji, good yes, and Tindu in Alasagan Kanga, taking good yes, and then that Jenny, and then take it charging on him on the quality, we tap out the Totuayomadis, and then they said, and then they send the digits on you, and then that in the quality with Tapa Matona. Dungini jamma jiba mocha julo, tela tini quality be tapatent the nyugu is. Quality be tapatent the noa, quality in panjungu. Qui chaval mazu tari, combati jono noji tanakan, the chiba, the chisan qui dunilo, naji yuri, saji yuri, niki yuri, and rari to pokondo chaval and the tokanga son, tony, and telling nipanjuan to tagu is. Nipanjuan at the soak dunisan good.
So therefore, one must cultivate what we call the renunciation, which is the aversion against this life of cyclic existence, or the samsaric the life of samsaric existence, and to cultivate such renunciation or disenchantment with against this samsaric existence, one must first understand this the sufferings of the cyclic existence. And so without again identifying and understanding the nature of suffering of the cyclic existence, then one will not be able to cultivate a perfect or the pure renunciations. If one is unable to recognize or unable to cultivate renunciations, then it's simply not possible for us to gain liberations. So therefore, first, one must recognize this the suffering of suffering nature of cyclic existence. Once you have identified and or recognized the suffering nature of cyclic existence, then one will be able to generate the aversion or the repulsion against the life of cyclic existence, which will then enable you to cultivate, free yourself from the cyclic existence, which then be able to generate what we call the pure renunciations. So then, how can we really, you know, put an end of this this compulsive rebirth within this cyclic existence, within the samsaric existence? So we must again find what really causes us to take a rebirth in this samsaric existence, within this suffering nature of cyclic existence. What is the root cause of that? And also, what is the, you know, cooperative causes or condition for one to that enables one to fall, you know, within this cyclic existence. So if we were to, you know, analyze carefully, then the root cause of this cyclic existence or the samsara is maripa, with avidya or sorry, ignorance. So ignorance is the root cause that propels us rebirth within the cyclic existence. And so now, how can we really get rid of this ignorance? And so ignorance can be uprooted by understanding the ultimate nature of reality. What is reality? How things really are? And because ignorance is a state of mind, it conceives things and event in a distorted manner. And a very distorted, you know, it's ignorance itself is a distorted mind. And since we follow this distorted mind, and our actions will become distorted, it is a negative. So therefore, this then files up all kinds of karma, negative karmas, which propel us, you know, which led us to take a rebirth within the cyclic existence. So therefore, now this ignorance, which is the root cause of our cyclic existence, cannot be eradicated just by, you know, cultivating some love or sense of connectedness or compassion and so on and so forth. And what really, you know, then how can we really get rid of this ignorance, this particular ignorance? So ignorance can be gotten rid of by cultivating the opponent factor of ignorance itself, which is wisdom understands the ultimate nature of reality. Because the wisdom understanding the ultimate nature of reality and the ignorance, their very object of apprehensions are contradictory. So, and these two minds, which is ignorance and wisdom realizing the ultimate nature of reality, cannot coexist for a sustained period of time or without diminishing others, without undermining others. So once you are able to generate the wisdom that understands the ultimate nature of reality, then the ignorance, the root cause of suffering, root cause of this secular existence, will gradually diminish, and then finally it will it will cut the roots of the of ignorance.
Tamari.
Ani rani ta tena yin de kono khwal de ta ba tho sa de rani ko da chong se de ta li de nyam ba de che me kono ra tho ni de re sa de de yin ne ku san tong le ne nga ne ya che bo ri ba sa ji gi ni ge me du se se je ta ji ra ge ma ji ma no ge de pa ji ma no ge yo ma de sa ri ta ni han de ke de ko den chin bu ri ne de le yin ta de se je ta chi ya khwal ta ba ji gi gun du sa ne se je ta ji khwal ya ta ba ji wa la ne ku yi gi tabi gindu taan di ki tuki mi na kuwaal tabi taba tholi totan di ki matu na kuwaal tatan yomaru tena yin chadi ulu rani ya saan jiki yin na rani kuwaal tabi taba tholi na saan jiki yin na saan singi jika na dacha tenpa da tena na kin ki saan jiki yin chadi ulu na rani ki dungi tangi peta na sijin ki ma chihi na ya sijin ki kanda samba tenpa tena pa tuba tu de se jin de ge de de tuba de de tu ne ma mu ke de de ne ji ke ne ke ge ne sang ji pa pa sa ta da de de ba ga de 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 ko tu na hin de cha tu na ne se jin de phen tu chin bu jin yo sa de ye sa de de ne de de yi sang ji de to ba la ne ti jo ran de ga re gu gun du sa ne chang shu ge sen se ti ba jin ga o te gun gu yo de ta te yan ji wa ke na ne ga ma de ko ni ne ji
So it is through this cultivation of the wisdom understands or the wisdom ascertains ultimate nature of reality, one then gradually gain the state of arhathood, in other words arhathood, which means the four destroyer, which four here really refers to the delusions, that is, and completely conquered. You are able to actually conquer all those delusions and then become oneself as arhats or the four destroyer. And so when one has gained the state of arhathood, though one is able to freed oneself from the secular existence, from freed oneself from the samsara, and gain the perfect liberations. But there are still, the higher goals to be attained. So what is a higher goal? Even though you have freed yourself from samsara existence and gained the liberations, and you're completely liberated from the samsara, and now here, high goal here refers to the state of complete enlightenment. So then, so what really, why we really need to gain the state of complete state of enlightenment is to solely to benefit entire sentient beings. Just not only to achieve liberation and, being free from from suffering for oneself alone is not sufficient. It's not adequate enough. As a practitioner, particularly the practitioners of Mahayana practitioner, so what we strive to achieve is when one must strive to achieve the highest form of spiritual realization, which is the complete state of enlightenment. So to do that, then one must cultivate the
the key cause for gaining the state of enlightenment is the generation of bodhicitta. So then this bodhicitta is then cultivated within oneself solely to benefit other sentient beings. And now, how can we really achieve such a, you know, precious mind, which is bodhicitta, altruistic intention to benefit all other sentient beings? And then for that we need to, you know, go through the trainings of our mind and learning in the instructions of the cultivation of bodhicitta. He's asking you a direct question. So now, here we talked about what Kaila said. We talked about the generation of bodhicitta, the cultivation of bodhicitta is very important, right? So we, Kaila is saying that we went through this, the instructions of recognition of all other sentient beings. One of the first cause of generation bodhicitta is the recognition of all sentient beings as one's mother. And then again, he's asking a question that, and why it is important that we need to recognize all the sentient beings to be one's mother. That's a question for you.
Well, we want to free all sentient beings and really develop a motivation to free all of them. They must be all equally dear to us. And who is more dear to us than our own mother? If all sentient beings have been our mothers, and they must be all equally dear to us, and we must strive to free all
of them. The touching sentient tamjaliya ni chik sem chenyo ma chik tango korwa sa ninji chajebe nenda ni jamba chajebe konzoliya yewa mewa che konzoliya ta nirin kyun mewa toliya sem chenyo ma chik pa tango korwa te tayaliya sem chen tamje ma shebe na suzui ma liya kaze ta dingi kyangwa suzui ha wotu korwa sa di yuen za ni suzui ma liya ma yi dingdi rangi dihenzi chene ni sem chen tamje liya the mal teba na ji pa te to be na and ti che to be na ni ko san su su ge ni sim ning ji be na ka ren san san chan yu be cha du ro ba s
de ro zhe jin tang ji ni ma ki che tong ka ri che ge
lao
zhe jin tang ji ma yin ba ki gu ro wa ma yin ba ma ki che ge de
so what is that really makes sense for us to recognize all sentient beings as sentient being as one's mother? What do you think about? Does it make sense or no? That's the question for me.
Yeah, because then we, you know, it helps us generate spontaneously wanting to repay them and not abandoning them in any way.
So, if we've had innumerable lives and we've got a mother in every life, and ultimately all beings have been our mothers at one time or another, and their mothers as well.
It establishes equanimity, and is the perfect antidote to those things which otherwise would be damaging. Through Dharma, you reach a state at which you would become very powerful, and if you have bad thoughts, those bad thoughts may lead on to very dangerous things. But if you regard all beings as your having been your mother, and achieve that equanimity with regard to everybody as being the same, then we will not fall into that problem.
Misuda chegyong chegyen dan chamgyong chegyen chay malay labo chik meres.
Yeah.
Di meri zani, chu chegyong chamgyong tabe susu so loya dan chik tur chegyen zili ya, an chik susu mo ni mbe nile, ani chik chambare nyingire tinzu chik madra chik pe shukchi mo chik pa keto kurbas. Che zan di simjin tamzi ma shie tobe ina, an susu mali ya di chamzi yo na jin tega na chik pe chanyong pe shio dan to kures mo indiresh. Ani, tanda konan ki, tere tsegdo, konan di, da, kaza lende yagushdo, da karsongdo sana, ani, da, suzu, ki, kewa sega de kala, kewa li ya, li, dhanga che yo maris. Dhanga meza ni, kewa dhanga meza ni, kewa rire li ya, pamarire yoro bas. Di lenza ni, ni, semjin di ngay mama che vresa, kaza zungu zungu taya meya chanti kuro bas. Tishan dhagara ni kubhe rikwe tupzaya yawchi. Tish samrda ni kubhe kumze yawchi. Tire esu utakur. Ani kuno sundan dhani dhe gara suta. Tiyan chik nyubal chajabhe ne pe chik mali ya tsewa, mayit mali tsewa la yati. Susi mali ya tsewa la yati nyubal chajabhe ne nyubal shantan mada dhegi nyubal chimbu shuya dhevchi. Ani dhigi nyubal chimbu dhiche, ani chik dhanda Mixi itu negara itu cik cie nyamlin cekin soliya, dendo cewa cik mai mali ya cewa naji sembah cewa jatuh bi na, ane cik semjil mibe, tangan tu le mang siar esda, ma negara itu nyamdu jodoh bi semjil tenin le mangu siu sahu ya sani, ane le ngen saya tan dendo le ane kau kasur domba cie seres, le ngen masai le kewa yang seres, de siu siu tu susu tu
kau. Sedang tiada ni. Ini nanti jadi tadi mahi hilu kita orang dah tanda setor dek cipan awal ni. Ini ya, tanpa sejajar tadi mahi kita orang kan rana kecuali thomas pasal begitu. Thomas ni sih. Rana kecuali thomas ni tu kari rezeki na. Thomas juga na tanpa kanu ciri ekhen ni ni sunda jis segera tar. Ciri ekhen tu lah. Anu satu orang dua orang tanda jis ciri ekhen matu. Anu megi na meri tuan ciri awa. Tapi dia beri esen, tenar dia jadi, jual thoma mesa di sana. Kaza ada, ini ni cuci jumba ni, ini ni cuci orang siaya rumah ni. Tapi thoma cina juga rumah ni, kui jual itu kui jual itu jual itu macam, ini ni kui jual ni, ini cuci dari apa ni siaya ni, thoma mesa. Thoma mesa orang kata ni, nakhi meba nakhi ni, meba cina tu sih. Nakhi meba nakhi ni, nakhi dia tu rumah ni. Kaza mana ni, kaza cuci jual ni dia tua rumah ni. Ini ni. Nah, kaza lo, thoma mian dekik, ane sejak tahun je macam mana tu, mesti kau tindak dekik.
Asal. So actually, all three answers are impressive. You see, very impressive answers. As he was impressed by your answers, three answers, all of you. He said. It's very impressive answers. However, you know, it is important to you know reflect one's mind upon this. The beginningless of one's mind, one's life. That is the most important part, to recognize all sentient beings as one's own mother. And because here, you know, if we think very carefully, we will be able to really, you know, have a little bit of experience or understanding that if we think about how this very life that we have right now has come into being. And if we were to trace, we cannot really, you know, get to the source. You know, it says, there's because we possess this consciousness, what we call. So consciousness is, you know, the consciousness itself come into being because of the previous consciousness, the continuity of previous consciousness. So continuity of previous consciousness is the substantial cause for the present consciousness. And similarly, the person that we talked about, the person or the Gansal in Tibetan, which is a person, the person is not our body is not a person or the I, or the self, and nor our mind is a person again here. So now then, the person has its own substantial cause. So there's no, I mean, there's no beginning. We cannot really pinpoint, this is the beginning of my consciousness, and this is the beginning of my life. We can't really pinpoint, if you really think carefully. And nor we can really draw a conclusion that my life, you know, came from nowhere. Consciousness came from nowhere, without any causes and conditions. All of this, you know, consciousness, person, or the self, has its own previous causes and conditions. So if we really trace this, you know, trace the previous causes, and then it, you know, if we take an example of one's very life right now, then the life that we have, this very existence of this today's life was a result of yesterday's continuity of yesterday's consciousness. The yesterday's consciousness continued to yesterday's consciousness the day before yesterday's continuity. So if we were to go trace, then this will go, you know, right from the beginning of our mother's womb, right? We're in the mother's womb. And then the very question that we ask is, and then how this consciousness really, you know, coming into existence within the mother's womb. And then if we trace further, then this will take you to again a next life. Then the further next life. So we cannot actually find the source. We cannot pinpoint, this is the source, or this is the beginning of my life, and this is the beginning of my consciousness. So therefore, we have not only taken a different, you know, forms of life in our previous life, right? Different forms of life. But also within one form of life, it's innumerable. We took, for instance, one category of sentient beings, for example, human beings. We have taken an innumerable time, and let's talk about it, you know, other, you know, beings such as animal and so on. And we cannot, according to the you know, text, it says we cannot really claim ourselves that we have not taken one of those, you know, we cannot claim that, in other words, you know, there's not a single form of being that we have not taken a rebirth. We have taken all sorts of rebirth, but not only once, but innumerable times. So that really, you know, led us to understand that when we talk about the recognition of all mother sentient beings, all sentient beings as one's own mother. So then, you know, when we, you know, aged and become elderly, you know, person, and then the one will have to leave this body. So obviously this body is not the self or I. So we are just leaving this body behind, and you are still on the process of finding another life. So when you are leaving this body, and you are leaving your body behind, that doesn't mean that you are also, you cease to exist. Your continuity of your consciousness is still, you know, on the process of, in the process of finding a different rebirth. And therefore, it is possible that one can, again, one's consciousness, if one has a karmic religion, then one's consciousness may enter into one's, you know, one's daughter. So the daughter will become your mother in your next life. So this is how, you know, our life, you know, form in a different kind of life form that we take. So then one may become a son or daughter of one's very enemy. So this is always possible. So I shared this story, you know, previously with you all about a girl who has the two parents, right, here in Dharamsala. And so this is how our life is, you know, when we talk about the next life. Your consciousness will enter into somebody's womb. It's again, your consciousness is not entering into somebody's womb independently. It is your consciousness is actually propelled. It is forced by karma and delusions. And we cannot choose, this is the womb that I want to choose, and this is the womb that I want to be, you know, enter into. So it's all, you know, force of karma, that you will be swept by the force of karma and delusions and, you know, entering into the different kinds of wombs. And so therefore, one's, you know, very, you know, enemy can be parents, you know, in your future life, and then your very, you know, dear friend in this life may turn into a, you know, a very enemy in your future life, and so on and so forth. This is the cycle of life, of, you know, this, the nature of the life within the cyclic existence. So. So it is for this reason the Buddhists would always emphasize on cultivating equal, you know, compassion and love equally towards all sentient beings. So now, in order to, you know, put an end of this life of death, rebirth, intermediate, propelled by our karma and delusions, one must then, you know, engage in the activities, or in other words, the virtuous activities or the meritorious activities. So then, just mere virtuous action alone will not really become a cause for liberations or the state of enlightenment. Though the one's virtuous actions, it is a virtuous act, it's a positive act, and it's a positive condition, but still, this virtuous actions will become a positive cause, but it won't become, you know, more than taking rebirth in high rebirth, but still the cause for secular existence. So now, how can we make these virtuous actions become a causes for liberation and causes for complete state of enlightenment? It's one's virtuous actions must be, you know, grounded upon the cultivation of wisdom realizing emptiness, reflection of wisdom realizing ultimate nature of reality. And if one engages in those virtuous actions and conditioned by the wisdom realizing ultimate nature of reality, then this will become a cause for freeing oneself from secular existence or cause of liberations. In the same manner, if one's virtuous actions, such as actions of generosity, moral observation of moral discipline, the practice of patience and so on, are conditioned by not only the wisdom realizing emptiness, but also the generation of bodhicitta, then this will become a cause for complete state of enlightenment. So then these virtuous actions will not be destroyed by other, you know, factors such as negative thoughts and emotions. Otherwise, if one engages in the virtuous actions, one has accumulated a tremendous amount of virtues and virtuous actions. This are very, you know, the virtuous actions that we have accumulated, the merits and virtue that we have accumulated by means of one's positive practice or positive actions, and this will remain in a very vulnerable state. It's in a very vulnerable state. It can be destroyed by one instant of cultivation of negative thoughts and emotions.
Oh, dandari, and tiba chimbi vichu nazolian, don't double dandari, sijin tangji lani ring making, chadang making, sijin tangji rang paying by mine by kituna, and sijin lani ring about you. And dandari kituna, carried another tiba chia, the dam ramubu, chia, sijin lani ring, the chandos and undugura. Oh, tiba chimbi conza, isuna, and chanju sent on his chimbu dandari, jesuna, sijin lani ring me ba. Rangli, yen ta charts and chin and do chin the undugur.
So then to cultivate bodhicitta, you know, it's extremely important to have this, what we call the mind of equanimity. You know, if one's, so long as one has one's way of looking at other beings, regardless of who they are, including animals, if your mind, the way of looking at those beings, different beings, are unequal, then there's no basis of cultivation of bodhicitta. It must be always equal. So, shall we, you know, take some questions and answers today. After this?
What?
I have a question.
Jodhilin Jinnadhira was killed in a
question. Oh, really?
Oh.
But this question is about last week. Would that be alright?
Yeah, yeah. Of course. Should be okay.
Okay. The Buddha don't wash away the karma or our, you know.
Uh-huh.
And yet, last time we were talking about the confession Buddhas, and I've been looking at the text and so forth. And is there a contradiction in these two things, or is there no contradiction because when we do the confession, we are transforming our mind? Can you say more about that, or am I? Can you comment on that?
Okay. More than the two direction. Chida and the Susi Ta Tungye and Taji Susi Nyomo Yoruba. Nyomo da Takanda Tungye da Nyomo de Sama. She sang again to conduct more digi coercer. She to read to me Chai Missoula Shabaki. What did you go? Then the Sungo rest. Don't be sang again. She could chai chin as a.
So it's
like what we are talking here is now I have this massive negative karma or the suffering, whatever that we have. You know, I have this, and Buddha is the one who can take care of that. And, you know, or the noble beings or the bodhisattvas who can take care of that. And then prayer, if you keep praying, and this will not happen. You know, this is not going to help you anything. Rather, when we talk about now, to make oneself as a receptive of the blessings of the Buddha, one need to engage in certain practices to transform oneself and make oneself as a conducive enough to receive the blessings from the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. So here, there's, you know, the one thing that we were engaging in practice of engaging in the confession practice. So we are not really putting this into the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. You know, I'm doing this practice, you know, just wash away. But you are doing from the depth of your heart and, you know, recalling all your negative deeds, the past negative deeds, and confessing it and not engaging in such an act in the future. And those actions will, you know, create such a powerful potency or the propensities within your continuum or within your mind. So, and this, the propensity will be a very powerful, virtuous propensity. And it remains within your mind as a seed. And this can germinate, and it will, this will give rise to a sprout when the seed is ripened.
So
therefore Buddha has said, I cannot, you know, cleanse the negativities of other beings by using my hands and so on and so forth, right? And nor I can transfer
my spiritual realizations or the powers to the disciples. Now, how can I really release sentient beings from the suffering is to teaching them a truth or teaching them a suchness. That's what it's
Can Kishiva explain suchness a little better?
Yes, sir. The chuni demba singing the chuni singing the demba singing the decision of Nazo chuni chuni demba
chuni syndrome.
Nazo
chuni demba demba to angels chuni is in a coron social money, but Tambon in the lagging to be tuned your roar. The chuni other GG does you don't chuni is in demba senator chuni made it demi as a girl chuni demba demba to angels. When you need thinking is,
So suchness is here. It has a you know, one of the name of emptiness. It's the same thing. When we talk of emptiness, that everything that doesn't exist in and of by itself, doesn't exist by virtue of its own nature. So that is what it means by suchness. Or that it is also known as deathness. And so, if, you know, so everything, the things and event, doesn't exist by virtue of its own sight, that is the suchness. That is the suchness. For instance, your own, let's take one example of something that belongs to you, at the very, or the one's cup, or the coffee cup. So that, when you look at the cup, and we tend to look at that, the surface of the cup, and the shape of the cup, and then we define this as a cup. But actual, ultimate mode of existence of cup is still we are unaware of the ultimate existence of the cup. So the very ultimate existence of the cup, the suchness of the cup, is the non-existence of by way of its own sight, by virtue of its own sight, is said to be the suchness of the cup.
So is the suchness of the human being only defined by karma? Is karma all there is? Do we negate form and everything else about human beings and look upon them as just a manifestation of karma, just as a pot contains the space within it?
Me and it's me,
So here, now speaking about human beings, again, the human beings, when we think about the human beings, if we look at human beings without undergoing a critical analysis, and there is a human beings that exist and engaging in its actions, there are a lot of different functions. So this is the way of looking at human being, what we call in the conventional level, and the conventional way of looking at the human beings, without undergoing any, without undergoing critical analysis. So we, you know, we will sense the existence of the human beings, and we know that our salvation exists, and so on and so forth. Without undergoing a critical analysis, we find something there, something, you know, something that really exists. But if you go through a critical analysis, where that particular individual in the human beings, such as human being, really exists, what is this? So if you, you know, analyze, you know, very carefully, you know, starting from one's crown of one's head all the way to the sole of one's feet, we can't really pinpoint that is something, this is me or this is human being. Yes, the life of human beings are coming into being due to its karma and its delusions. That doesn't mean then again, you know, ultimate existence of human beings are the manifestation of karma. Ultimate existence. Or the suchness of the human beings. Because the human beings, if you look at ourselves, you know, and find where you are really exist, if your this physical, psychophysical aggregates or the skandhas are those, one of those are human beings or ourself, or if one of your consciousness is yourself, then. And if you really look carefully, and none of those are myself, none of them are I. So the Kishla is asking the question that, what do you really think, you know, when we talk about my and I, what kind of, you know, sense that you have, if you think very carefully, you know, after critical analysis, can you find it for self or I?
No, I think that it appears that it functions like an illusion. It's not because it's an illusion, but it does function. So, when there's an illusion, you never see what's behind the illusion. You can only see the way the illusion functions if you analyze it.
So, Koro Sinandachi, Kaza, the me, Dwar, Nichi, Yorwa, Dichidan Koro, Yolo, the Chick, Kujumata of Resco, illusions, Kujumata of Resco. Gumadavi is an equal Gumadavi shed any kind of
So now, which means, do you think that self is mere illusion, doesn't really exist?
No, I think it does exist, but what we see functions like an illusion. There's a difference between an illusion and the way the thing functions. You see only the functionality, you never can see the origin of the illusion. So yes, something does exist, but the way that it functions is like an illusion.
Ko jele chorwa, jele dan dike jele dan da mi kanda chit da subu ita dunje chora da dunje niye chit. On dike samalo da chit deve na ko gume gume rangi ni debsi gume gume da bushi imsi. Illusions da ko gume sibo gume da bushi imsi. Ine da tine ko di de midi ki lega di chela jaw jae chorwa jaw de midi ki jere la jere la ji yam jegi midi ki sebe na yam manye bchi
ta de ti de midi mi chi gurwa ni ne kya de kanga de la pa de de kanga yo bok ki gen de khere ni gurwa ni gen de ki kala mi li de de phang de na kala za kanga cha chong da de ni de ken chung de wa ki chi ge ta ti na ne ri mi chi ge ta de ti na ne ji mi du chi.
So, according to the standpoint of Madhyamaka Prasangika, when we talk about the self or whatever, it exists, the very existence of things and events, including oneself, is mere labeled by concept and term and concept. So, not finding self or the not finding I doesn't mean the I or the self doesn't exist. And then how that it really exists? It exists mere labeled by term and name, term and concept. So this is a brief way of explaining the defining the self or the I, the existence of self or the I, in the standpoint of Madhyamaka Prasangika.
Kana ta yi zhe na wo ngaz me de tong de ni ke me de mi de zu bu de tong zu bu de da ge de wa mi ta de ni yi to ni zhe ge na ji ku mi ge de ta ta she ge de wa da ge phung bu de na ten me de mi ta.
So our way of defining a person, our way of defining a person is by looking at the person's body. This is how we define, right? You or he or she. Or he did this to me, she did this to me. And we are not really, we're just pinpointing the person's body right away. And then he or she, just by looking at the person's physical body, and then we define this is as a person, and he or she is doing this and that. So this is the tendency that the normal tendency that we have, the our way of defining beings, us.
No, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, upon which the self or I is, you know, imputed.
And it's, I don't understand you. Dagi said that's in it.
The wisdom that sees emptiness and we use Uri Jitya to my like new like
Can you get it?
How do you see the wisdom of
how do you achieve the wisdom that sees emptiness?
When I get there or when somebody gets there, how
does it look like?
Yeah. Like what colors?
Someone has the wisdom which sees emptiness. How does that appear to them? How does emptiness appear?
Okay, good. That's it.
So,
to someone who realizes or someone who cultivated a wisdom rather than emptiness, to them, everything that appears to them is completely different than the things that appears to us. How different it is, how different, you know, the things that appears to them is everything that appears to them is appears to them as a non-existence of the lack of, you know, intrinsic existence. This is whatever it is that appear to them. It appears to them as no intrinsic existence, the lack of intrinsic existence. This is how the things appear to the individual who realizes emptiness. So there is the one that we are talking about the standpoint of Madhyamaka Sanjika, one of the highest philosophical tenets among the four philosophical tenets.
So if you
think about and the gross level of dependent originations, for instance, the very existence of the sprout, in other words, the burley sprout. The burley sprout, when this appears to us, and for us, it appears to us as if the burley sprout exists by its own sight, and without depending upon any other factors, any causes and conditions. But if we were to, you know, think carefully, and in order for the sprout to come into existence, it requires a lot of causes and conditions and a lot of different factors, such as seed of the burley, the sprout, the seed, the fertile soil, moisture, sunlight, and everything. However, the fruition or the sprout or whatever that appears to us, it appears to us as if it exists by its own sight. This is how the things that appears to us. It's the same thing. We look at our, you know, cup in front of me, and, you know, honestly, it appears to me as if it exists by its own sight. This is how it always appears to us. So therefore, we find in the text it says the function, the things doesn't exist, things have no true existence because they are dependent originations.
When you have achieved that and you combine it with bodhicitta, at that level, what does bodhicitta look like? Feels like.
Feels like or looks like.
Yeah.
The Chigrani Chanju Semrangil Ke on the so so talk and the Shungusella was a Injumo talk and this Kaboris. The Majichina Molaganje in the Chanju Semrangil Ke of Dara, Chanju Sem the Kandera Shuresta, and the Sedumo. The talk and the Shungal of Mendo.
So I think that good Chanju sent the Jim Santi and the water is taking Tanji. Yen dian de zhuang la mei rang tu zhi ru yen de zhuang ta ban de bin ru de shi qin tang ji rang ge pa ma na ge ji qin ji ru ni yen dian de ren de zhe le ji sha ya tu ran da bu kan da de ne de ne ge yi ping ge men de kun zhe dun yi jiao de ni kuo le de ta ban de du gu du shen ni yen dian de zhuang la mei ke shang ji ta ban de de kun zhe bu men jin de man yi bi yen ge dian de shang ji ta ban de shang ji tu ne ga de ji zhen
So, the genuine wish to attain enlightenment for the benefit of all other sentient beings, and this wish for the mind, the body mind, is. When this becomes a simultaneous, and this is the point that you have actually achieved bodhicitta. But we can't really say that how it looks like, and it's because this is something that is an abstract entity that we are talking about. It's abstract. It is not something that can be seen or that can be, you know, we can feel it. By generating bodhicitta, because it is once you have actually cultivated the genuine bodhicitta, then this particular the mind of bodhicitta will be present within you at all time, whether you without any effort. In other words, you don't have to exert an effort. It is very natural to you. This is always present, it's always manifested, and it is simultaneous. Spontaneous, sorry.
But we combine it, you know, this has to be combined with emptiness, that's, you know, and then does it look different when it's combined with emptiness? That was what I'm trying to understand.
Okay. Tandachi, Chanju Sim Jorwa. Taya ko, Tako combines Lady Galia, that Chanju Sim de. Tony Toba, and the sheriff, the Sunday, they call Madras Chayur School.
The Natal, really. John Shu is saying the Sanji was a Toshini Guru. He wrote this one to me, Lodi. Told the John Shu is saying his censor, and the Christianity Salam to go. Can you look at me, Patakanga?
So,
don't you think
it will never change? Yeah, it's the same, you know. You have the Bodhicitta and you have the wisdom realizing emptiness. Those two are the two separate mental, you know, cognitive events. Those are the two different mental states, you know, according to this, according to the sutra. So, therefore, we talk about the method side and the wisdom side, and those are defined as a separate mental, separate entity. But this must go hand in hand. Always, you know, go hand in hand. Any questions?
Why is it then that these two things are not contaminated?
Okay. This is Sakse Mahi Makaris.
Ah.
Samir Vasko.
Kade.
Tonyi Tobe Loda, that's Kasar. Tonyi Tobe Loda, and 장주의 생대 사제 머바스
장주의 생대라 사제 사면이가 쳐버려 마기 총아 있고 저 저우 고절로 또 박아야 돼 던지 한으로 사지로 와 야 좀 뒤에 통화도 그냥 야자는 통화도 고맙네 안 했는데 사면이네 그래 돈을 또 비켜야 마기 총아 있고 저도 던지 된다니 통화 돈으로도 그것은 돈으로 와 근데 저도 담보지야도 사지려는 사매 모양인데 치료. 아주 생이 있는데 돈 좀 필요해 내 때문에.
So here in the brief, you know, explanation of what is meant by attack or contaminate, or contaminated and uncontaminated, is contaminated is something that by which means that you know, cultivate, you generate more negative thoughts and emotions. And that is, it's a really brief, you know, side of explanation. And then what we mean by contaminated is through which means you always can, you know, you will, you know, it's become a, you know, development of your virtuous state of mind. But of course, when we talk about it's a broad, you know, it's very extensive when we talk about, you know, contaminated and uncontaminated. It can be referred to a physical form, it can refer to non physical forms such as mind and so on. But when it comes to the bodhicitta and wisdom, realizing emptiness, there can be a two. So, if the wisdom realizing emptiness is a toni to be sherab deliya ta sherab koron te dima de ki mara ge kar sore to ba yor be toni to be jeba de yor ba dil toni to be sherab segre be
to jeba de to ba re segre
sherab segro wa ge
no ta te na lu sen yun lo wa hero sen sen yun de la ngaji de ni mo ba yor wa Heroes, you don't chip at the new nigger, look at Chili charges, heroes. Look, Chili to make you become one charge.
So,
you can have a more on Chili, some heroes.
When we talk about wisdom, the mind that understands, ascertains the wisdom, they understand the emptiness, they are of two types. One is the conceptual understanding of wisdom. The emptiness, and one is the non-conceptual understanding of emptiness. So the conceptual understanding of emptiness is understands emptiness. The conceptual mind is said to be contaminated still, but this very contaminated can begin eventually, lead oneself to cultivate what we call the non-conceptual. Understanding of emptiness will then become
uncontaminated. 대개 토나 통도 파바래든 돈이는 무슨 믿다는 통도 하든데 막 그래요. 아무튼 오늘 또 봐도 또 그래.
So, at the beginning, of course, when we understand emptiness, our not only that the ordinary beings, but also the someone who is on the path of accumulations, someone who is on the path of accumulations, their understanding of emptiness is conceptual. It is not a non-conceptual. And it is through the training or the meditation that enhance and develop their understanding of emptiness will then eventually become a non-conceptual, and then their very understanding of emptiness is a direct and very naked understanding of emptiness. And that is what we call tonglam, which is the path of seeing.
Yeah.
Tonglam, Tonglam,
Tonglam, T-H-O-N-G, yeah. Tong,
So why it is called Tonglam? Tonglam, Lam is path, then Tong is seeing. It's path of seeing. Why it is called path of seeing is because previously that your understanding of emptiness is based on generic image, but you have a proper understanding of emptiness, but there is an involvement of mediations between. But when we achieve the Tonglam, or when we achieve the path of seeing, and there's no mediation is involved. So your understanding is very direct, just like you are looking at your eye consciousness is looking at your cup.
If that path from going from the contaminated mind to the uncontaminated mind requires training, it would seem logical that taking refuge would be a really important part to quicken that path, since it's only a Buddha that is non-contaminated. So getting that kind of guidance or checking into it frequently would really help someone who's contaminated move along that path. So, why do Americans have such a hard time taking refuge as often as they should? Is it, or not just Americans, but like the concept of having to do it ourselves, even though our self is not real? Or is it fear of discovering who you think you are is an illusion? Or is it embarrassment? Like, we don't want to ask refuge from Buddha for every little decision that might be burdensome to such a high being. Is that a question?
Yeah, I'll try to. I think.
Taking
refuge is, again, you know, it's a different question, because it is important to know why we are taking refuge in Chijuo, for what purpose, and what is the benefit of taking refuge in Chijuo, what really makes you to take a refuge in rituals. And without knowing all those, you know, factors, and, you know, people won't simply just want to take a refuge in rituals. And even when we talk about Buddhas, and not many people will know about what is meant by Buddha. That why we really have to, you know, take a refuge in Buddha.
So so it's important, you know, because even, you know, whoever is, you know, whether it's American or Tibetan or whoever, as long as they have no fear of secular existence, if they don't recognize that, you know, if they don't understand this, so one's future life and what kind of life form that we may take, and that simply, you know, the people will not, you know, take a refuge in teachings. So only if they understand the past life, future life, have a firm belief in this, and understanding the fear of those, you know, understanding the nature of the suffering of secular existence, then only the people will have a desire to take a refuge in teachings. Other than that, you know, we have received teachings and we know how important it is to take a refuge in teachings, and will not make much sense to other people again. So, yeah.
Yeah. Dedication prayers. On 23, pages 23 and 24, the prayers after teachings and the bell offering in this is page 28.
Oh.